This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bites. It is Thursday, the 10th of September. My name is Audrey Raj. Frida Liu is in the studio with me, and we are asking you if COVID-19 has made you go cashless. A couple of minutes to get in touch with us, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. We'll give you the results from the polls and also a whole bunch of messages right after this story that we have about how digital doesn't transform, but leaders do. Now, today we've talked about businesses going cashless through digital means and how leaders need to adapt to the new normal, yes, like Frida just told us. So our last story is all about how digital doesn't transform, but leaders do, which includes rethinking their current digital transformation efforts. So less technology means more empowerment. Winning transformation strategies have less to do with the technologies employed and more about the power you give to your people. You know, we've heard this on Enterprise over and over again. When it comes to digital transformation, it's not the tech that is the problem, it's always the people.
Yeah.
And IT and business teams need to be able to manage the relationships and process interdependencies required to create, seamless, resilient and end-to-end services for employees and customers alike. Now, that's easier said than done, though, you know, because it requires IT to take a central leadership role throughout the organization. So the question is, are they ready for such a prominent position? And let's face it, the answer is probably no, right? You know, at least not without a little self-reflection. So CIOs, as well as their direct reports, must consider whether their leadership empowers the IT organization to lead the business through a rethinking, reimagining and re-engineering of, well, a lot of complicated cross-functional processes. And this is a non-negotiable prereq for the simultaneous transformation of employee experience. And then, of course, you've got your customer outcomes and then productivity for the whole organization, as well as your business continuity, right? So the next thing that you need to be thinking about is to set the vision. You know, what does this leadership look like? First, it's critical for the CIO to provide a strong vision for their team to follow that must be continually updated with focused and continuous visioning and empowerment practices that cascades from the most senior stakeholder to their change agents in the trenches. So each member of the team should understand how will they be personally impacted given the future state vision, if that future state role is something that they can aspire to, you know, personally. What that journey is going to look like, that's another thing. And of course, the kind of support that they can expect to receive from their manager or their leader, right? And if we are not having these conversations with every member of our team, if we don't have a clear understanding of how every IT function will need to be reshaped or retrained then to support that vision, then how can we then, I guess, define success, or how can we expect to succeed?
Right.
And finally, I guess, you know, this is a bit like driving a car, you know. So this made me think back about when we learned how to drive, Frida, like years ago, right? The driving itself wasn't so hard. Maybe it can take about 15-20 minutes for you to understand how to operate that vehicle, right? But it's everything that comes next that requires practice. Your road rules, how you respond to an erratic driver, you know, what do you do in the event of an accident, right? So this practice arms you with the tools to respond when something goes and inevitably goes wrong, no matter, you know, what goes wrong, right? And the same is true in IT. Understanding and learning the technology is the easy part. It's the scenarios in which those technologies are engaged that offer the real challenge. You know, while digital transformation is you can call it a heroic endeavor, success requires less emphasis on digital and more on the transformation part, especially when framing a vision of what your digital transformation program aims to accomplish.
Right. So speaking of digitized, I love the segue, right?
Yeah.
At 1:30, we're going to be talking about digital transformation during a crisis. This is our first webinar in the Back to Business series, kindly brought to you by Volvo Cars. So that's happening at 1:30 live on Facebook. And what's going to happen is C.Y. Han, co-founder and CEO of Juristech, will be there. Wong Fong Wai Fong Wai Hong, chieftain and co-founder of StoreHub, together with Francesca Chia, co-founder and CEO of GoGet. So we're going to be, that's our conversation happening in at 1:30.
Right after.
I'll try to squeeze in lunch in between.
Yeah, so join us on facebook.com/BFM Radio. You can get more information on this webinar as well and future webinars on bfm.my/events. That's coming up at 1:30 p.m. Frida will be with Wai Hong and Francesca for that at 1:30. Please join us. So that wraps up our show. But before we go, let's read some of the messages that have come in.
Okay, I've got one from over WhatsApp, 7404. E-wallet acceptance only wide in the urban areas. For us in the suburban and housing area, folks who usually in mama stalls and old school kopitiams, cash is still the way to go.
Yes, we've got one here from Trish who says, already cashless since before COVID. We've got Amrit who says, more vendors are accepting cashless payments now, making it much easier for us as customers. Ming Chen says, you know, already was because of PayWave. Yeah, you know, like most of us, we've always been waving our cards. We've got David the Kyung who says, to stay hygienic, I avoid using ATM machines to withdraw money. And that's the other thing, right?
Right. Okay. And here we've got from Michael Chiang here says, $100 cash can last me about 2 weeks now because it's so much easier to use cashless payments. Cash is only used for parking and small transactions or no reception moments. So that's the other thing,
right?
Okay. From Gerald Tan, he said, I'm not more cashless than I was before, but always use credit cards since the merchant fee is always priced in anyway. What's not to like about interest-free monthly loans? Cash customers subsidize the cost of credit card customers. Sengwa, I always enjoy cashless because I don't like to go to the bank's ATM. Now it helps with more merchants
starting cashless payments. Yeah.
And SL, I think we need one more option where we were already cashless before COVID.
Oh, okay. I mean, as in, I guess it's pretty much echoing what Aid says. Okay. It says, yes, like, made me go cashless. No job equals no cash equals cashless. Oh, dear.
That's not what we meant.
Okay. And we've got one final one here from Clueless in KL who says, trying to embrace it as a way of life, but the usual, the terminal is offline or we only accept a certain e-wallet is turning me off. Hashtag cash is king. Mm-hmm. Before we go, a quick wrap of the poll, Frida.
Okay. So, 60.8% yes, using going cashless more than before. 20.3% only when necessary. Entirely 10% not at all. 8.4%.
Right. And looking at Instagram, we have 76% who have said, yes, COVID-19 has made them go cashless as opposed to 24 who say no. Thank you so much for taking part in our poll and for all your messages. Of course, our top story was about if COVID-19 has made you go cashless, followed by that story on
how leaders need to change with the new normal.
And finally, how digital doesn't transform, but leaders do. Frida Liu and myself, Audrey Raj, will be back again same time tomorrow for more Enterprise Biz Bytes. But for now, we'll leave you with Metric with Dead Disco, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.